Hello, everybody. George here. First boo of February. February, month-wise, February for the, I guess the February challenge. And I believe this one is dealing with freedom. When were you the most free? And I don't remember exactly the question, but there was a little lead-in statement. It was one of the famous leaders, I believe, in the United States that it was referring to at first. I should have researched it a bit better, but I think I remember the gist. I think freedom's a state of mind. And I've certainly come to observe that this week. I don't know if I ever felt so free. I think we come to think of freedom as a physical sense where you can run and bounce around and play. I think that's our kids' definition of freedom. And as far as unburdened, yeah, I feel free. I can do or not do as I please. I can, you know, do nothing. I can meditate. I can, you know, have a snack. Well, the only restrictions are when Tyson's Grill is serving, so. But that's easy to work with. But yeah. Being on a retreat is freeing. At least I find it so, as long as you don't structure it. I started off thinking of all these things that, oh, I can do this, I can do that, I can do a whole bunch of this because I'm going to have Wi-Fi, my net restrictions are not going to be as much. Well, I've done a little bit of work on, you know, chatting on Skype, but ironically, I haven't done all that much. I just haven't felt the need to, I just haven't even felt like it. And the freedom to do nothing is just amazing because I don't have all the responsibilities. It's not like I work a normal 9-to-5-er, but I volunteer a fair bit. I have commitments. I have a house that needs me. And it's good to be away from. There's some work to be done. I'm not looking forward to that. But it's great to not have to worry about that. That's a different space and time. Oh, boy. When did I feel that free again? I think our honeymoon. That was back in 2003. We could do anything we wanted, and we did a lot. We ambled around, and there was a beautiful pool where we were. It was at Pine Lake here in Alberta. There was a Salvation Army camp set out there. And somebody had booked time in one of the cabins that they couldn't use, so it was offered to us. And we had a ride out there, and we just spent all the time running around. I always harken back to that when I just feel very, I don't know, it's just a very peaceful feeling. Mm-hmm. Lounging around in the water outdoors, and it was so beautifully warm. It was like a bathtub, and it was just right because it was warm enough to keep you warm. You didn't feel chill when you got in, and yet it wasn't so hot that it'd make you sweat. It might be if you were doing laps and stuff like that, but that was the last thing on my mind. But the most adventurous thing I did that weekend was jump off the diving board. I think running can give me a sense of freedom. But I do have to say that events-wise, the two that I've spoken of, that what we call our honeymoon in Pine Lake, even though it was 2 years after our wedding, and here at this retreat. And I think it's because one of the few times in my life I've allowed myself to be in the moment. In that space and time. In the moment, that's the best I can describe, because it's not a void. It's just filled with peacefulness. It's filled with pleasant thoughts. And not that I haven't occasionally thought of bad things. I almost ruined vacation because I got overcome for a few minutes thinking about the things that had to be done, and Well, Michelle and I had a little set-to about it, and almost wrecked it for her, too, but... Well, God's wonderful. We got over it, and we're back to enjoying it. I'm just feeling very relaxed. Doing things as I choose. Seeing people. We had a friend come to us last night, and as I booed earlier, I saw a friend yesterday. But it's so laid back, and I just love it. Anyway, I think I'm going to wrap it up for now. So take care, everybody, and thanks for listening.